My name is Yasmin Nicole, and you are listening to the Geeky Not Your Mom podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the fortress. I hope you guys have been doing well. Man, I'm feeling so good today, and I hope you guys feel that energy because, like, I just woke up and just was in, like, a clear space. No type of procrastination, no type of, like, craziness going inside my head. So yeah, I'm feeling really good today. You already know I gotta start off the show with gratitude, so thank you so much for your love and support. I really appreciate it. And I also want to say thank you to all the new people, the new listeners that are listening. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you enjoy the episodes. And if you love what you hear, please click the link in the show notes to see how you can support this podcast. And also, if you want to become a Patreon, click in the link and you can be a Patreon as well. So, yeah. And I don't know if you can hear the difference or not. We are on a new mic. Someone was very generous enough to give us a mic. And thank you so much. You know who you are. I'm not going to put you on blast. So thank you so much for your generous gift. And I hope you can hear me better. I hope the sound is good. So let me know. Today I wanted to do something pretty much in the self series. We're still on the self series, and I've had to make sure I didn't do this one already, because like I have this thing where like I like repeat things. It is not like intentional that I do that. It's just like I have like mommy brain, and sometimes I forget. And you know, I had a concussion when I was younger, so like it kind of like sometimes like you'll have to tell me stuff a few times for me to remember, or I have to hurry up and write it down because like I'll forget that quick. So if I like repeat things, I'm so sorry. Again, it's not intentional. It's just like my brain is out of whack, seriously. but we're in the self series, and I wanted to talk about probably something I should have been talked about. And I talked about it briefly in the how to be a positive person episode, but I think I need to be a little bit more in depth about talking about this. So I wanted to talk about self-care. And when we think about self-care, you know, we're talking about like our outer, you know, taking care of our outer part of our bodies, but not the inner part of our bodies, you know, our mental, you know, part and everything like that. So I'm going to try to share, you know, things that help me, you know, probably things that can help you guys. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So I wanted to start with some apps that I use. I'm trying to, you know, be on the phone less. I'm trying to be more present. And I think that's like very important with self-care, honestly, is to like be present and, you know, really take in those moments and take in like just like some time to yourself and really, you know, recharge your battery and really get back to you and kind of check yourself. So yeah, that's definitely important, to check yourself always, make sure that you're good, always like self-reflect, like, how am I feeling? You know, am I feeling overwhelmed? Am I feeling anxious? Like, you know, self-reflection, and I talk about that in the episode, like, is important when we really need to check ourselves, obviously. So, yeah, also, you know, make sure you do self-reflection. And with the apps I use, I try to use my phone more as, like, an assistant or something to kind of, like, help me during the day, because, like, you know, we're like literally attached to our phones. But I want to make it like more for it helping me instead of hindering me. Like, you know, I don't want to, you know, be on social media all day, or, you know, wasting my time just doing a bunch of nonsense. So I'm just going to make, you know, my phone, you know, work to my advantage. So these apps I have one app that I really love, and it's called Sanity and Self. And it's basically an app that has like different types of plans, and you can you know, they talk, you know, give you motivation and try to help you with like different, you know, issues in your life. The most favorite one of that app is called Trauma, and I'm gonna make sure I'm like saying it right, but I know like the main part of it is Trauma. And this is basically like a self-care for women. So this is for the women, y'all. I'm gonna try to help out the men too, because I know a lot of guys listen to this podcast. So we getting there. So just hold on for a second. Yeah, they have self-love, they have meditation, they also have yoga, things to deal with anxiety and stress, an intro to self-care. That's how like I started to get into my self-care more, by listening to this plan. The one that I love, like I said, is called Trauma and Trust. So it's basically like a healing type of program. And, you know, it shows the ways of how, you know, like I always say on the podcast, like how trauma affects our lives and how, you know, they're able to trust people and things like that. So I really love, you know, this plan in the app. And it's so many. And is also, you have a journal, it has things for confidence and stuff like that. So if you can download it, and it is a monthly subscription, but I don't mind paying the monthly subscription because it's helping me. Like, I see a change in myself. So, you know, you're, like we said in, you know, the episode of investing in yourself, you have to invest in the things that work for you, that help you. So this app helps me, and I don't mind paying, you know, the monthly subscription, because it helps. And I learned a lot, you know, from this app. So like, I'll have the app, you know, going while I'm, you know, I'm working and I'm cleaning or anything like that. So it's something that, you know, really, really works for me. So like, and they have like free trials and stuff like that, but if something works for you, you're gonna pay for it, you're gonna invest in it. If it's working, if it's, like I said, if it's working for you, invest in it. Like, you know, just, you know, support the people that make the app if it's really helping you, or support whatever, you know, is helping you if it's really making a difference in your life. Okay, so another app that is really cool is called Happy Not Perfect. And it's kind of like the same thing, but a little different. They have like a gratitude journal, and you can write down what you're grateful for. And then they have like different like programs, like if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're in a good mood. It has like a guided meditation. It also has like a thing to like do like little mind games, like to help, you know, ease your mind, relax your mind, and things like that. And it's not like you're on the app all day. It's just like something like really quick, for probably for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. So I really enjoy that app because I do like a quick, like when I don't have time, I do like a quick, you know, meditation for like 2 minutes, and it really helps me a lot. Like, really taking meditation seriously for me has been a wonderful, it's been like a really big factor, like in my mental health and in my life. Because like when I started, I probably started doing meditation, and I probably said this before, when I was like 14, this is the same time I started yoga. But when I started doing these things, like I took yoga very seriously then, but not really meditation. And it probably a couple years ago, you know, I had a counselor that was like really, really like knew about meditation and was like really into it. And then like, you know, people are skeptical. You know, my friend at the time, she's like, "You sure you want to do that?" You know, trying to make it to like this whole religious thing. And it's not even about religion. It's just about having mindfulness in your life and, you know, taking time to be aware and be present in yourself. So she taught me how to really be aware of my breath and really be aware of like the moment and just taking time out for yourself. It can be for 30 minutes, it can be for 10 minutes, it can be for a minute. It depends on how you want to do it. And I use crystals. So I have some crystals that I use. I always use my, when I meditate, I'll try to meditate near my desk. Like I'll sit, have my hands on my lap and sit on, sit in my chair and then kind of like focus on my salt lamp. And that like really like I can feel like the energy, and I'll have my crystals like next to me, kind of like having them charged and stuff like that. Like you don't have to really like be all and do it like that, like be all extra and stuff like that. That's just like for people that are really into meditation and really into crystals and stuff like that. Like I'm really into that stuff, so like that stuff works for me. But like you can just sit at your and then wait, let me just say this too. Like when people think of like meditation, they think of like and it's like totally not like that. It's really like you just sitting. You don't even have to sit. Like you can just, I've seen people stand and meditate. And you don't even have to close your eyes. And if you guys want me to do like a guided meditation for like a couple minutes, like I can do that. I probably can do that on this episode to show you what I'm talking about. But yeah, meditation really works for me as far as my self-care, because, you know, I have those moments with my kids and sometimes it gets a little frustrating and I have to like, you know, bring myself back down. Like, okay, let me get myself together real quick and like just really figure this out and, you know, get back into my life. So yeah, meditation really works. The main ones I have are like basically like meditation, gratitude, and things like that. So those apps, like I said, really work for me. Listening to podcasts, like I say that all the time, because like podcasts are really helpful. Like you're listening to this podcast, right? So like podcasts are really helpful. You don't have to listen to, you know, like those like crazy podcasts that are out. Like you can listen to, I listen to a lot of like self-help podcasts. I listen to some wrestling podcasts because I know those things that help me, you know, through the day and, you know, while I'm working or whatever like that. You know, that's what the podcast is for. It's supposed to help you through your day, and you know, you're supposed to teach something, you're supposed to share something. So podcasts are really important. And you know, I listen to a lot of TED Talks and things like that. So I'm constantly trying to, you know, keep my energy, you know, in a point of motivation, to keep me motivated, you know, since I don't take medication for my my mental illness. So I have to find ways that'll help me, you know, to kind of like diffuse my symptoms or like fall into ruts and things like that, because it's easier for me to fall in a rut and be depressed and, you know, not really keep myself busy and, you know, keeping positivity around me and motivation and things like that. So, and you know, for the women, we get our hair done, you know, we do our nails, we, you know, mask and all those things. And I really think that self-care is, you know, doing something that you love. And you know, for the guys, like if you guys like watching your favorite show, or yeah, like getting your hair cut or whatever like that, like, you know, that's self-care because you're keeping yourself up. Or try meditation, or like do one of your favorite hobbies. I heard the funniest thing of someone told me that a guy's, you know, way of self-care is playing video games. And I think that was like so hilarious. And it might be like video games might, you know, help you with your self-care. You know, you're releasing, you know, endorphins and, you know, releasing that stress and stuff like that. So like, girls, don't be too hard on the guys. Like, if they do what they're supposed to do, and if they, you know, if they had a long day at work or whatever, let them play a video game. Like, don't just leave them alone. As long as they're not doing it all night and all that stuff, like, let them play Call of Duty and, you know, chill out for a second. Like, you know, just chill. So, even like reading a book and just really like focusing, you know, time for yourself. That's the main point of self-care, is making time for yourself, just to, you know, like I said earlier, it's like to recharge your battery and to really do self-reflection and really like just chill and relax. Like, that's pretty much what self-care is. It's just the care of self, duh. And just really just giving yourself some love, you know? So yeah, I mean, it's really much, I mean, it's really anything that I can't, there is nothing else I can really say about it, you know, all the things I said. If you like to use apps to help you, if, you know, if you like to read, if you like the, I'm really congested, I'm so sorry. What I was saying, oh, if you read books or listen to music or play Call of Duty or whatever, like, whatever keeps you going, whatever helps you within a moment. And as far as I go, like, I'm on this like journey of really getting my shit together, and I am really like trying to organize my life, organize my thoughts, and really trying to just, you know, keep my center just like nice and mellow, like not really living my life in chaos, if that makes sense. So, and I don't really take time for myself, so I'm really starting to learn, like, you know, while the kids are in school and I don't have much to do, I can really take time for myself. I could sit and read a book, or, you know, I could sit and do yoga or work out or whatever. You know, like, really take time for myself, not just for like a second, for like an hour if I have time, or, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even, you know, when the kids are around, but, you know, when they're, you know, busy playing or, you know, doing activities and stuff like that, like, I can take that time and read a book, or, you know, watch a TV show, like one episode or maybe two episodes, and, you know, like, really, you know, really take time for me. And, you know, because I feel like when you take time for yourself, you know, it really shows that you're really working on yourself and really, you know, trying to get growth and really just, you care about yourself. You really, we really have to take that time. And, you know, that's where depression comes in. That's where, you know, stress comes in, because we're not thinking about ourselves. And you gotta be selfish sometimes, and we take that for granted, you know, when we say, okay, I need some time to myself, and people think like, oh, well, you're being selfish then. Oh, well, you're being selfish because you need that, you need those moments. Like, we do for everyone else, and we do, you know, for our children, and we always make, you know, those sacrifices, but we never make the sacrifice of showing ourselves that love, sure, you know, giving that self-care and things like that. So we need to do better of doing that, so we can be having this frantic, you know, mindset all the time, because it's like, okay, I got to do this for this person, I got to do this for the kids, like, da, 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 da. Like, you know, just really take that time out for yourself. And, you know, that trip that you want to go on, take that trip, you know. That retreat you want to go to, take that retreat, you know. Just do it. You know, stop hindering yourself from making yourself happy, from being happy. You don't have to, I'm really congested, and I'm so sorry if you hear me like kind of like fighting with my mucus. But, you really like stop hindering yourself from being happy. Happy shouldn't be a hindrance. It shouldn't, you being selfish, it shouldn't be that way. You should have that time to yourself. You should think about yourself. How are you able to function if you aren't, if you aren't showing your self-love, if you're not showing your self-care, if you're not really putting yourself first. Like, don't think that people, you know, you owe that to people to do that for yourself, obviously, but you owe that to people to give them the best you, especially in relationships, especially, you know, being a parent or caregiver, or, you know, at your job or career or things like that. Like, they deserve your best you. And if you're not your best you, how are you able to function and do your job and take care of your kids and, you know, whatever you're trying to do? How can you do that? How can you, you know, accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish if you're not at your best self? And I'm not saying, you know, be your perfect self, but be your best self, whatever that may be. Just be that. You owe that to yourself. You owe that to your children. You owe that to your significant other. You owe that. And they owe that to you too. You can't just be doing it and they're not doing it. Y'all, you do meditation together, or you do things together. Excuse me. You do things together. And we don't do things together anymore. Like, I know, like, when I, you know, when I'm able to be in a relationship, when is that time? Like, I want to, you know, me and my partner to cook together. You know, I want to have us have conversations and, you know, really talk about our day. Excuse me. This weather has been crazy, okay? It was 60 degrees the other day, and now it's like 20 degrees today. So I'm sorry if I sound crazy. This weather just been out of whack. I'm so sorry. But yeah, like, I really want, you know, for my, you know, my partner and I to really, you know, really get to know each other and really, you know, be present with my partner and in friendships as well. Like, I want the same thing for everything, you know, with my children, you know, in a relationship and a friendship. Like, I want all of that, you know, so you're connecting with that person, you're building bonds with that person, you're like, it has to be a two-way street in these, and, you know, in these type of situations, not just for yourself, but for your partner, for your children. And I wanted to start doing more you know, meditation with my children, you know, that can help with, you know, their meltdowns and things like that. And even though they don't understand, you know, what the meditation is for, you know, just like have a little quiet hour where can we just be quiet and like kind of like in a like calming sense, just like calm, and, you know, they're not really, you know, upset about something. Because like with my kids, like, out of the blue they're upset, or out of the blue there's a meltdown. So like, you know, I try to keep a calm setting, you know, in my home, and try to keep a calm setting like when we're in public. And sometimes that does not work. So I really want to bring in more like meditation and more like probably like a quiet, like back, like, because I used to do this like thing, like it was quiet time. We don't watch TV or anything. We don't be on our phones. We don't be on our tablets and stuff like that. Like, we, you know, just play, you know, play amongst each other. We sing songs, we have music therapy, we had like that stuff. Like, I want to bring that back, because I felt like the energy was different when we were doing quiet time. They were able to sleep better, they were able to go to sleep at a decent time. So, you know, I'm really gonna start doing that, and I've been doing that, and, you know, but fell off a little bit. So I'm definitely going to get back to that. And, you know, that's self-care within the family. So you always, you know, give your family self-care as well, you know, with your children, you know, or, you know, your family members, that y'all have that time to really be present and be in the moment. So it can be a variation of things when you talk about self-care. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this very congested episode of the self series and this of the podcast. But I wanted to do take a couple of minutes to do like some breathing exercises with you guys to kind of help you get through your day and, you know, be present with yourself. So this is not going to be a full blown meditation. This is just going to be like, you know, practicing with your breath, like breathing in your breath and all those things. So just take a minute. You're gonna, wherever you are, you don't even have to close your eyes. And I'm gonna have some music playing in the background. So Some people like to put their hand over their chest. I prefer not to do that. I feel very like congested when I do that, but you guys can do that. You can place your hands on your laps, and I'm gonna like really talk in like a really calm voice now. So you put your hands on your lap, and now whatever that thing was stressing you out, whatever that thing that was, you know, causing, you know, harm or whatever like that, just take that time out to not think about that. And now if you want to close your eyes at this point, you can close your eyes and visualize whatever makes you happy or whatever, whatever brings you joy or whatever like that. Or you can just stare at an object that makes you happy or just stare at an object in general. So I hope you guys are doing this. So right now I am have my hands on my lap and I'm staring at an object, and make sure you focus on that object or focus on that happy place. And now you're going to breathe in and breathe out. One more time, breathe in, breathe out. And now with these next few breaths, I want you to release any type of toxic energy, any type of craziness that is in your life right now. Don't even think about that. So I want you to breathe in the positive energy. You know, you having a better day, thinking about positive affirmations and things like that. So breathe that in. And breathe out the negativity and the toxic stuff. Breathe it out now. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. All right, guys. So that's going to be pretty much it for that. I hope you guys feel better now that you've done that. You can get through your day now. So whatever makes you happy and that provides in your well-being and your mental health and your self-care, do it. And don't let nobody try to tell you not to. Okay, guys? So I love you. I hope you guys, again, are doing great. I hope you got a lot out of this episode. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you to the moon and back. And remember, positivity is the best policy. I'll see you next time. Peace and love.